Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app.
Dwayne did not practice. He will be a game-time decision. He did some stuff with Cap. All the other guys were back at practice and looked good, and then Sharpton was limited in practice. So hopefully that covers them all. If you want to ask me about some individuals, I'll be glad to answer. Looking at practice, yes, John. Yeah, he practiced pretty good.
What play last week for Ryan? How will he needed again this week, obviously?
If Dwayne can't go, Ryan will obviously be up again. But we all got to play better, Randy. Hell, it's as a group. Like I said last week, I thought Ryan battled. He's got some plays I know he'd like to have back, but I think he battled. But as a group, we got to all play better. So, but yeah, if Dwayne can't go, he's the guy. From what standpoint? What do you mean? No, I wouldn't. If Dwayne can play, he'll play. Yeah, so, I wouldn't put him out there if I didn't think he's capable of playing.
Seattle leads the league, I believe, in rushing attempts. There's no secret there in football as far as the challenge.
Yeah, because, Randy, it doesn't just come from the back. You know, it comes from the quarterback, too, and moving around. So that's why the numbers get way up there. But I think we understand that, and we're going to have to stop the run and find a way to keep him in the pocket. It's also going to be very important that we run the ball well in the game. So two teams in a lot of ways built a lot the same. And, we got to focus on ours and handle our business.
They know some three starters, it looks like, in their offensive line.
I guess I know about two of them. I don't know about three of them. Yeah, anytime, John, in this league, when you get thin at one position throughout the course of the season, it just presents so many challenges for you, you know. We like to suit seven guys, and Wade's still coming off a knee surgery and those type of things. So, anytime you have issues like that, you got to really play through them. And I say this all the time, how you play through those things, how you rise to the occasion when you get to December has a lot to do with what type of shape you're in. So, we were in that position last week, and we didn't play good enough to help Ryan be part of a W and help him out. And, if we're in the same boat this week, then we have to do better. We got to do a lot better. So. No, I don't think it's bothering him. It's just he's played every play, since he's come back, and he came back awful quick from the knee situation. Wade is a guy that will give you every last drop he has. I mean, it's just the way he is, and that's why I respect him so much. That's why we love him so much as a player. And, when he comes off the games recovering, trying to get to the next Sunday has been tough because of his knee. I think once we get to the bye, he needs a good break. But, we got four games left to get that done. So, we just got to keep pushing.
When you hired Wade, you said you've never seen anybody take advantage of mismatches. Is this a good game today, considering they got issues up front, too?
Well, I don't think it's going to change what we do defensively or anything, John. I mean, we got to go defend their offense and it all starts with some containment. That I think containment's a huge issue going into the game. We can't let this quarterback run around on us and get out and make a bunch of plays with his feet, because he's very capable of doing that, very capable of extending plays. So I think we got to work within the framework of what we do. We just got to do it very good.
Gary, you mentioned you kind of touched on running the ball well early. You haven't been that position.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to have to play very physical to beat this football team. I mean, that's the way they play fast, play physical. We pride ourselves on doing the same thing, so we understand that. And we worked really hard this week. I think we pushed ourselves really good, pushed ourselves through today really good. So we understand the effort or the quality of play we're going to have to be successful, I can tell you that.
Do you see a difference from, say, the first week to now the fourth week and how Greg Jones sees the running lanes and until that's blocking?
Yeah, and he has played more each week. Last week when we went into the game where Garrett was a little nicked up, we played a lot more two backs, and so I thought he played pretty good. Then we get into a throw mode in the middle of the third quarter. So, but I think Greg's coming with what we're doing. I think he's got a good grasp of what we're doing, and it should only improve as we keep going.
I always tell Matt, when a quarterback has those big sixes, you're tough on your quarterback. Do you ever worry about him, like, depressing or being afraid of him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. No, I want guys. I want guys all to cut loose, John. I mean, I want them to play. I don't want guys playing, timid or those type of things. I want them to be aggressive in their play. It's just focus, you know. And the biggest thing with the turnovers that we've had this year, and I think he'd be the first one to tell you, they've been really out of character as far as the four. You know, normally you get a ball tipped or something happens on interception, and a whole hell of a lot you can do about it. But decision-making process, you can do something about that. So that's just, that's something that he's got to improve upon. And, one thing about a quarterback, you can be doing it all right for 30 times and do it wrong one time and make a really poor decision. It can really hurt your football team. So just consistency all day long. Okay, thank you.